welcome to Marketing Minutes Straight Talk from the Trenches. We're your hosts, Misty Williams
and Tony Birdsong. Welcome back. We're still going over our marketing game plan process. There are six steps, and I'm going to go over them very quickly. Number one, know what you offer. Number two, know your customer. Number three, package your solutions to solve your customers' problems. Number four, determine your marketing strategies. Five, create your marketing tools. And six, execute your marketing game plan. It's really awesome when we get to step six, isn't it, Misty?
Yeah, that's where it really gets fun or terrifying, depending on on your relationship to a lot of these strategies. If you're the type of person that, you know, is terrified of getting out there and shaking some trees, then, you know, getting to this step can bring on its whole set of issues. But for the most part, I think this is what we work for. You know, we want to create offerings and tools that we're proud of that we feel represents us well to boost our confidence when we go out into the marketplace.
Right. And this is not like, okay, we have our website, we have all this, we've determined who we are, we know who our customer is. Now in the next week, we're just going to launch out there and change the world. It's not like that, is it? Yeah, we're not going to just throw everything we've done in people's faces, are we?
No, it takes some time. So the idea of executing, and the reason why it's its own step in the process is because there is a way that you need to go about executing your marketing game plan in order to get results. One of the first things that we set our clients up with once we've got past step six is benchmarks and metrics. Mm-hmm. So we determine the frequency that we're going to blog or tweet or do Facebook updates. We determine the kind of involvement that we might have on the social media side. On the SEM side, we might determine some goals for how many conversions we want to get off the website mm-hmm. over a 30-day period, how many speaking engagements we might have, how many networking events we attend, you know, networking meetings that we have. The important thing in executing mm-hmm. is that you're clear on what needs to happen every single month to keep your pipeline full of prospects that will ultimately become clients.
Right. And I think this is a good time to just encourage people that, you know, the day is gone when you can go to your marketing company and they can give you a line like, well, you know, marketing, it just can't be measured. And well, it's just, we're going to put it out there and we can see what happens. And if this doesn't work, we'll try this. Those days are over. We can measure every single thing. I mean, we can measure how many times people sneeze if we want to. We've got Google Analytics. We've got, you know, we can chart the email market and like how many people open their emails. We've got Alexa, we've got compete.com, we've got all of these ways to measure. We've got blog comments, we've got the insights for Facebook. I mean, it's just endless. So you need to demand from your marketing company, I want to see measurables. I want to see, we're going to set these goals. Yes, we'll set them together. But then I need to see the metrics. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that we can really give people those.
Yeah, and in our case, you know, the kind of clients that we work with, we might partner with them to create some of these tools, but it's really up to the organization to consistently use the channels and right. to be creating content and putting intention behind each channel on a regular basis to fill that pipeline. You know, you've got to create some synergy between what you're actively doing and what your marketing team is creating for you.
Right.
You know, some marketing things you might handle in-house and sometimes you might partner with the team. But
right.
at the end of the day, you know, I could work with a client, for example, and we could do a bang-up job going through this process. They get all sorts of clarity. They feel excited and passionate about the mm-hmm. ways they could serve. They start writing books mm-hmm. and creating special reports and one-sheets and mm-hmm. decide they're going to start podcasting. And they do. We create a fantastic website. And then if they aren't yeah. able to consistently market
yeah.
to consistently get out there and execute on their strategy, it's all for naught. So execution is a really, really important part of the process. I tell my clients that content isn't the only thing that's king.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency is king
Amen.
Too.
That's awesome.
Yes. So you've got to execute consistently. So what we see a lot of times is, you know, people blogging, they get their website up and they blog six times.
Right. That happens all the time.
Right.
When you've got to jumpstart them.
Yes. If you really want these marketing strategies and the marketing initiatives to work for you, mm-hmm. you have got to be consistent. You've got to create space in your calendar mm-hmm. on a regular basis, daily, weekly, monthly, to be leveraging what you've put all this time and intention and energy into creating.
Right. And we can pout and we can fight with the fact that our strategy has to change to an engagement platform, mm-hmm. that we now actually have to engage with our customers. But the pouting isn't going to help. So we've got to be engaging where they're at.
I don't have any time.
Yeah. And, you know, you can say you don't have time, but it... So what? Yeah.
You've got to figure this piece out. This is an important part of the puzzle. Yeah. How can I make sure that executing consistently is part of my strategy and part of my own planner?
That's right. That's right. This has been amazing. I love this 6-point marketing game plan. And please go over it again. It's a great place to get started. And you can also go to each one of our blogs to find out more and always get support for whatever phase you're in with your marketing. And the important thing is to keep learning and keep surrounding yourself with people that can help you meet these goals. So thanks for joining us today. For more great content, visit us online at marketingminutes.net. And until next time, remember, persist and shine bright.